The United States reached separate agreements on Tuesday with Ukraine and Russia to ensure safe navigation in the Black Sea and to implement a ban on attacks by the two countries on each other's energy facilities. The agreements, if implemented, would represent the clearest progress yet towards a wider ceasefire that Washington sees as a stepping stone towards peace talks to bring an end to Russia's three-year-old war in Ukraine. Both countries said they would rely on Washington to enforce the deals. If the Russians violate this, then I have a direct question for President Trump. If they violate, here is the evidence. We ask for sanctions, we ask for weapons, etc. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters at a news conference in Kyiv. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said, "We will need clear guarantees." And given the sad experience of agreements with just Kyiv, the guarantees can only be the result of an order from Washington to Zelensky and his team to do one thing and not the other. The agreements, reached in Saudi Arabia, follow talks initiated by U.S. President Donald Trump, who has vowed to swiftly end the war, and has shifted Washington's position from firmly backing Kyiv to a stance more sympathetic with Moscow. Under the agreement with Moscow, Washington promised to help restore Russian access to markets for its agricultural and fertilizer exports. The Kremlin said this would require lifting some sanctions. The talks followed separate phone calls last week between Trump and the two presidents, Zelensky and Vladimir Putin. Putin rejected Trump's proposal for a full ceasefire lasting 30 days, which Ukraine had previously endorsed. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov said Kyiv would regard any movement of Russian military vessels outside the eastern part of the Black Sea as a violation and a threat, in which case Ukraine would have the full right to self-defense. Pause on attacks on energy facilities? Russia has attacked Ukraine's power grid with missiles and drones throughout the war, arguing that civil energy infrastructure is a legitimate target because it helps Ukraine's warfighting capability. More recently, Ukraine has been launching long-range strikes on Russian oil and gas targets, which it says provide fuel for Russian troops and income to fund its war effort. Early in the war, Russia imposed a de facto naval blockade on Ukraine, one of the world's biggest grain exporters, which threatened to worsen a global food crisis. But maritime battles have been only a comparatively small part of the war since 2023, when Russia withdrew its naval forces from the eastern Black Sea after a number of successful Ukrainian attacks. Kyiv was able to reopen its ports and resume exports at around pre-war levels, despite the collapse of a previous UN-brokered Black Sea shipping agreement.